You're with Cape Talk.
You're with Cape Talk.
I don't have a huge amount of time for the books, but there is a new one by Kathy Reichs, and it follows a gap of a year. She has been used to releasing a book every year, and she explains in an author's note at the back why that is, and that is because she suffered the kind of problem, medical problem, that her main character Temperance Brennan suffers in this book. So she uses her own life, as inevitably, I mean, she's a forensic anthropologist by academic training and by profession, as well as being a writer, and there's a very clear mix between the two. So very briefly, this one is Temperance Brennan is at Savannah, Georgia. She does spend a little bit of time in Montreal, but most of it in Savannah, Georgia. She has been essentially fired from her job as a forensic anthropologist with the authorities there. And a new boss has been put in, a new boss who doesn't like her because Temperance Brennan outed her as a publicity-seeking hound a few years before. She gets sent a photograph of a corpse with no hands or face that has come in to the department headquarters. She's not allowed to work on it officially, but being Temperance Brennan, she decides that she is going to work on it unofficially. And at the same time, there's a storyline unfolding around missing children and who might have taken them and where they might be. And inevitably, the two storylines collide. It's typical Kathy Reichs. I have mixed feelings about her. She knows her subject really well. I like the way she pushes the action a lot of the time. But what I don't like about her is sometimes, not showing off, that's an unkind way of putting it, but sometimes she just shares too much detail about her research, and we don't need that really to keep the story going. So it's a bit halting sometimes. But generally, I mean, it's good stuff. I never don't finish a Kathy Reichs book, and I finished this one with some pleasure. It's called A Conspiracy of Bones. And then a truly, truly wonderful historical novel. It, along with Marguerite Poland's The Sin of Omission, our very own Marguerite Poland, it's one of two books shortlisted for an International Historical Fiction Prize. And it is absolutely gorgeous. It's by Maggie Farrell. She's written 8 books, I think, and she's also written an absolutely wonderful memoir called I Am, I Am, I Am. And in this, she tells the story of Hamnet. And Hamnet is the name of Shakespeare's only son, who died 4 years before Hamlet was written. And it tells the story of Hamnet and being struck down with a fever. How's that topical? And then it also tells the story of the mother, Agnes, which is Anne Hathaway, was Hamnet's mother, but in the will, Anne Hathaway's father calls her Agnes, and so that is the name given to her in this book. And Shakespeare, who's never mentioned by name, but he is described as a writer, as a playwright, and he's often out. So the story is both in contemporary time of the early 1700s, where it tells the story of this fever and the death and the incredible loss. And it also tells the story of the courtship between this unnamed person who's clearly Shakespeare and Agnes, Anne Hathaway. It is absolutely beautifully written. Maggie O'Farrell can write about landscape. She can write about love. She can write about grief. She can write about a myriad of things with absolutely sure-footed precision. I don't think there's a thing that she can't do well. It's called Hamnet by Maggie O'Farrell. And then very quickly, I have been enjoying so much over the last few nights, losing myself on the vast plains of Siberia. It's a book called The Lost Pianos of Siberia by a journalist called Sophie Roberts. And she was in a yurt in Mongolia, you know, as one is. And she was talking to a Mongolian musician who was bemoaning the fact that she couldn't find a classical piano. And she'd heard a story somewhere that there were a lot of lost pianos in Siberia. And so Sophie Roberts thinks, that's interesting, I'm going to investigate that. And she does. And so the book becomes an elegy to this vast hinterland of Russia, Siberia. It becomes a criticism of the terrible abuses that were visited upon people in that vast hinterland. And it is this incredible set of stories about pianos that landed in Siberia for all sorts of different reasons and had different fates, some of which she was able to track down and some of which she wasn't. It's a completely unexpected book and a total delight. It's called The Lost Pianos of Siberia by Sophie Roberts.